Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Magnus traps Adam and Badger.
We've got two of the four locked in the last car, but not Holiday. Wait, what's that? Sounds like a hoverboard?
Hey, I know it's late.
I mean, I'm fine with it, but this delicious steak I made, it's quite insulted.
30 minutes, promise.
What's the holdup? Angelica running you ragged?
Well, with the kids storming the castle and all,
Cy texted me and said they were there. Birdie's idea?
Birdie's idea.
I can come get them if there's trouble.
There's always trouble. See you in an hour.
I thought you said a half hour.
I'm going over the recordings from the train mission in South America, hoping it gives us some kind of lead on finding Holiday.
Stay as long as you need to.
Ugh! Why? It's not working! Whittier Corp changed the keypad on the door since the last time I was on the roof.
Could you hurry it up, Holiday? It's cold up here.
Robots are bothered by the cold?
Watch it, mutant.
Adam's just impatient and nervous.
Dr. Whittier is close. We need to grab him before he has time to realize we're here.
She's working as fast as she can.
Thank you, Badger.
You know, I could just zap the door and short it out.
They'll get an alert. Hacking is quieter.
If you say so.
Okay, we're in.
Into the belly of the beast. Yay!
After you guys.
Okay, Cam, you and I will keep a low profile and wait for the lights to go out.
Keeping a low profile is what I do.
I'll head to the basement. If the child catchers get suspicious, I'll keep them occupied.
Might want to have your flashlights handy.
We don't need them.
Really? You can see in the dark? Yep. Cool.
Yeah, cool. Cam, Badger, let's go.
So, President's Day. Want to play a game? Who hates this place worse?
I think you win.
Child catcher, hide.
Casey Dupree, where did you...
Dude! Did you just electrocute him?
He's just taking a little nap.
He sure smells fried.
It was just a little shock. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's just... I've never seen you do that. Did you get stronger after the coma?
Maybe. Or maybe I'm just tired of all of this.
You mean this place?
This place, these people. Let's shut it down and get out of here once and for all.
Yeah. And let's do it before we run into anybody else we don't want to see.
Excuse me?
Oh, hey. Cyrus, right? Didn't you used to work here in the gift shop?
Kinda. I was wondering, do you have this teddy bear in brown? There's a specific bear I'm trying to match.
You want to match a real bear?
Well, see, there's this girl, and in her old house, she had a stuffed bear that her dad...
Cyrus Hermione Anders!
Hermione?
How dare you!
That's not my middle name.
You are unbelievable!
I mean, I do like the name Hermione.
Cyrus, can you please focus?
On what?
On me being furious with you?
You're furious with me?
Well, you are the one who wants to kick me out on the streets and leave me homeless.
What are you talking about?
I know you wanted to get me out of the house. Birdie?
Birdie?
Don't interrupt me, Sinus. And don't deny it. That's obvi why you've been avoiding me.
Okay, one, obvi isn't an actual word, and two, I'm not avoiding you, you're avoiding me. You have been ever since you kissed me.
I didn't kiss you, you kissed me.
Okay, maybe we kissed each other.
How could I ever kiss anyone so cold and heartless and with a middle name like Hermione?
Not my middle name. Brinley, where are you going?
Cyrus, you have to pay for that bear, hey.
I know. Bruce, who wants to do homework? Whose office is this anyway?
You could have talked to me before spilling to the entire world about your new holiday project.
Oh no.
It was more fun this way. Now the whole world is buzzing, and what is she doing in your office?
Why don't you ask her?
Or not.
Hello, Birdie. Hello, Frog.
What are you doing here?
Homework.
Good for you. It's important to work hard.
I'm working hard to get away from you two creeps. Goodbye.
Oh, I can't wait to be finished with this whole miserable family. Well, except for the holiday project, of course.
Hang on, Cruella. I want to talk to you about the holiday project.
Okay, this is the mainframe room. Source of all the power in the joint.
You sure you want to do this?
Do I want to help you kidnap the monster who ruined both of our lives and stop him from making an army of mechanical kids? Let me think about that for a moment. Yeah, I'm sure.
Good. Then let's cut the power. Once the generator kicks in, I'll hack it and lock Dr. Whittier in his office.
We make a good team, huh?
The bot and the mutant. We could take this act on the road.
Thanks for trusting me, Arbor Day. I owe you.
You saved my whole family. Believe me, we're even. Hands on the mainframe case.
You got it. Ready?
Ready.
Powering up.
Ivan, take me to the lobby and have a car waiting to take me to a hotel.
Ordering a car, Brinley Pasternak.
Brinley, wait up!
Cyrus Anders has arrived.
No kidding, Ivan. No one invited you, Sinus.
I didn't know I needed an invitation to get on the elevator.
Wait! Open the door, Ivan! I'll take the stairs.
Opening elevator door.
Ivan, close the door.
Closing elevator door.
Wait.
You're not going anywhere until you talk to me, Brinley.
Fine! This is me talking to you!
Not yelling, talking.
Next stop, lobby.
Whoa!
What? What was that? Why are the lights off? Why are we stopped?
Ivan, lights, restart the elevator. Ivan?
We're stuck in the dark.
That's strange.
What is it?
The lights just went out. It looks like it's the whole building. James, I'm gonna have to... James? James? I gotta find the kids.
What's going on? Why is it dark?
It appears to be a blackout, Birdie.
We don't have blackouts in Whittier Corp Towers. The generator should kick in momentarily. And there we go. Lights on.
And lights off. Again.
Something happened to the generator.
It didn't just happen. Someone is here.
Okay, team. Lights are out. Adam and I are ready to roll.
So am I.
Nice work, folks. Whittier Corp Tower is in the dark.
We know. Over. The door to Dr. Whittier's office is locked.
Then let's go get him.
All right, Dad. I hope you're ready for a little family reunion. It's time we faced our past. Once and for all.
Hey, I'm Isabella Dennison. I play Casey in 6 Minutes Out of Time. For more awesome adventures, head on over to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on GZMshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.